A new military training centre at the East Sale RAAF base is being opened this morning by Federal Defence Minister Senator David Johnston, who joins me. Good morning, Senator. Welcome.
Good morning, Celine. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about this centre that's opening today.
Well, what we're doing this morning, CAE is an Australian simulation company that provides flight simulators to various platforms across RAAF. And today we're opening a flight training centre involving simulation for the King Air 350, which is a very important aircraft in training for navigators and other flight training for the RAAF. Now, the reason simulation is so important is we don't stress the airframe. We actually fly an aircraft in a way that is in at the desk, doing all of the emergency work without putting anybody at risk. And you might think, well, that doesn't work very well. People just know that there's no consequence. Well, when you watch pilots sweating in front of the controls of a simulator, you know the simulator's doing its work.
How significant is this investment at a regional base like East Sale? And looking at the implications of that training for pilots from a national level, how significant is that training to what Australia plans to do with its defence?
Well, as we go forward, aircraft, aerospace assets, the actual operational functionality of the RAAF is utterly dependent upon the skill and training of the pilots at the controls. Now, East Sale is a really important part of that cycle. People in the RAAF travel from all over Australia to come here to do their flight training and to progress their careers onto fast jets, heavy lift aircraft and so on. So that this is a really essential and vital component of producing the cutting edge pilots that defend Australia and dominate our region. So East Sale is really crucial and important to us.
CAE is a private company which has put significant investment in this facility. What has the government investment been?
Well, we've given them a contract for about $14 or $15 million for 5 years for flight training. And this model is one of the first models where the RAAF has simply said, as a commercial entity, you provide us with complete training. Now, in addition to RAAF training, CAE tell me they're going to bring foreign nationals here to Sale from all over the world, and largely from our region, of course, to do their simulated flight training. So I'm expecting people from the Middle East, from Southeast Asia, and other places to come here to Sale to learn on this simulator. That's how good this system is. And you know, of course, from my point of view, I can't sing their praises more highly or highly enough, because it's not just for the RAAF, it's an international capacity that is going to see the Gippsland, I think, promoted internationally. People will come here who have never been here before or who would never have been likely to come here. So I think it's a big win-win across the board.